fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good life. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. However, yes. However, we cannot pass it because you were absent and Walt's not here. So we don't have a quorum of those members here. So next up is the downtown revitalization proposal. And that's with HWC Engineering. Chip?
I'm pulling it up. One second.
Refresh our memory.
Yes. So this is to have the... trying to find the right words for it. Sorry. is for the downtown planning of replanning the downtown of Columbus City or streetscape of Columbus City. This is the contract is for... I'm sorry. I'm butchering it because I'm trying to read why I'm trying to do that. I cannot find it on the contract how much the total is.
I think it's 49.5, if I remember correctly. It's on the appendix, I believe. Let's see.
Yeah, 49.5.
Yeah.
49.5. So this would entail they would have public outreach set up like a booth at First Fridays, have, you know, focus groups and whatnot. So, yeah, it's just pretty much the starting of redoing, reevaluating, redoing downtown Columbus City.
And Nicole, I know you were gone last time, so what last time we didn't have the signature pages. I believe that was the only thing. Is that right, Marcia? Do you remember?
That and maybe the very end part, but yeah. It should be good.
So we basically just postponed it in order to get that to this meeting, so that's what that is. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about the downtown plan and going through that process. I love that they've incorporated some of the First Friday events as a way to get input from our residents and from other users, effectively, of downtown. And so I'm supportive of this. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the the agreement for the downtown revitalization plan with HWC Engineering as presented with a, I guess, not to exceed number of $49,500.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? Those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, next up in the agenda is encroachment agreements. And since Libby's here, we'll take yours first. So that would be on 894 North Emancipation, correct? Okay, can I have you come up to the podium here? I need, I just said it, but I need your name and your address, and just tell us what you're planning to do.
Libby Dennison, 894 North Emancipation Court in Lincoln Estate.
Okay.
And basically, I just want to put a fence in the back and park on the side.
So I was looking at your sketch, and I think I don't think we have any issues with department heads on this. There was one little question that I think, I don't know who wrote it, but there was something that said it may be in front of the trees or behind the trees. I'm assuming it's going to be between your house and the trees based on the sketch. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. The fence there. And then kind of comes around, there's a gate on each side, correct?
Gate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Do you have any questions on that? Okay. The only other thing I'll say is what I say all the time, which is if for some reason we have to access that easement, we will try to gently move things, but it will be your responsibility to put back up at your cost. Okay? Okay. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement at 894 North Emancipation Court.
And I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous at this present. Okay, ready? Tell Libby what's next.
Okay, this will go back to the Planning Commission tomorrow, and then you just follow up with them in the next Friday.
Okay,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Next up is the encroachment agreement for 1308 East Louise Drive. I don't believe she's here. And I'm assuming it's the... Yes.
No, I didn't have any issues with it.
Oh, okay.
I looked it over.
And I'm guessing it's the, I mean, my only concern is I don't, did we get a, I mean, we got a map, but is it?
Is it?
Oh, there we go. I think it's like that diamond shape. If you kind of zoom in, there's a black line that's between the green and the blue line there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Looks like it's going to be a wood fence.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
I can't really.
Do you have the original? I can read that better. Oh, yeah.
It does say wood.
Oh, yes, that's my, well, sort of.
It does say wood.
Yeah, but I think back here there's a chain link here.
Okay.
And then wood. So wood, chain link, wood. Okay. And I don't know what this is going to be, but I'm assuming that also will be wood.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if there's going to be any openings, because I know that does kind of, there's some walkway and stuff back there. But mm-hmm. that, because I think this may be park property right here.
Okay.
But.
A walk.
Oh, yeah, so there's a walkway of some sort, but there's encroachment out there already.
Yeah.
But but you guys don't have any problems with it? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 1308 East Louise Drive as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion?
All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. Next up we have a shortcut, I think. Yeah. Permit to cut into curbs, streets, or alleys. This is for Liberty Drive, under Liberty Drive, to the address of 651 Countryside Drive. It looks, it's QC Communications for MediaCom. Any concerns from the department heads on that curb cut going across Liberty Drive there?
They'll be crossing the sewer line, but they'll have to call in locates for it.
So okay.
No issues other than that.
Okay. Yep. I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for MediaCom under Liberty Drive to the address 651 Countryside Drive.
And I'll second. Motion second to further discussion. Those in favor, the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. While we're on there, there was one put in the box for 239 West Longfellow, and this is for NIPSCO. That's a new gas service to one of the new homes that's there in Longfellow, I believe. Did you guys get a chance to take a look at that? No, you did not? Okay. It's in the Dropbox. I don't know if you have access to that, but basically it's just looks like it's just across Longfellow, directly across to that 239 house. Say what?
Any way of printing that?
Not from here,
okay.
But
okay.
I can when I'm one more.
Well, I can get one.
Okay. Okay. Do we have? Do you guys have any concerns? You think, or
it's not? It's not in their box.
It's not in your Dropbox.
Not in our Dropbox.
Okay, hold on, because it's in my Dropbox.
I think that was last month.
Was that last month? I thought didn't Sally send something today? That's what I thought.
She did.
It's not in the. It's not in with the other stuff. It's all by.
She sent the agreement.
Oh, I thought she had sent a curb cut request.
I have it. 239 West.
Yeah,
Longfellow.
I know,
yeah, but
I
think that's from last week. Well, here, let me look. What was it, 239 West Longfellow?
Oh, it does say 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I apologize because I guess.
I have to take that out of you.
The one.
Well, that's
said
okay, but I thought she. Well, it must have been the agreement then. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood that. My fault.
But do we need to do that, or is it done?
It's done.
Well,
it's done.
It must have gotten done last week. Then
so the
I
one
didn't know, so.
The one she sent today was the ERI trail contract.
Okay, and that's fine.
Okay,
so
we're back to.
So we will ignore that one then and just keep moving forward, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. Next up, I have Kent Power, and I don't know Rosie, I don't know if you know about how, I mean, I know that obviously Sean's not here.
Yeah. It was just something that needed done. I'm trying to think. This is an invoice. It was an invoice, and I really didn't want to pay this without the board's approval.
Okay, but my question is, did Sean give, I mean, is Sean okay with this invoice?
Yeah,
you know?
He knew about it.
Oh, okay. Only reason I'm saying that is there was a conversation, an email conversation between Sean and me and Marcia that was started today about the substation project and some of the challenges with it.
Wow.
So, when was this invoice sent? It's
dated the 31st.
31st of March, so we can wait. I'd like to table it if you're okay, and just to make sure have Sean here at the next meeting or whatever, but I'd just like to table it. I just don't feel comfortable with, especially with the amount of money it is. It's $385,000. So.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was talking to me about that too.
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable. So so we'll go ahead and table the Kent Power thing until the next meeting.
Okay.
Next up, Whitley County Farmers Market. Coming up, Chris. You'll introduce yourself and what you guys are thinking for this year.
Chris Brazel, president of the Whitley County Farmers Market. And basically not a whole lot of changes this year. We're going to kind of need the street closures of the dates that we submitted. We have shortened it up a little bit from previous years. As we've seen, as we get into the cooler months there towards the end of October, our vendors have started to exit, and we just felt like rather than try to hold everybody up, and it seems like they want to go to other events, fall events, and things like that that have come up, we're going to go ahead and get them out of the way. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to close down all of Chauncey Street for free vendors. So we moved that up. Our last date will be the first weekend in October, and we'll start here on May 6th. Food trucks will be on Van Buren, parked only parallel to the road. That will be the same as always. We will close both ends of Chauncey Street, so that's the road closure that we're seeking. We will bend into the middle of the street like we did last year. We'll maintain those fire lanes as we did a year ago in front of the fire hydrant there at the corner of Market Street, Chauncey Street. And then the other lane we will maintain in front of the actual courthouse, the lane that goes up to there. Is there any questions or anything you guys have? Did that all make sense? So we really appreciate all your cooperation. You guys, we couldn't do it without you guys and your support, and we're glad that you're on board with us.
And the middle will be just easily movable stuff?
Yeah, it'll be tents just like it was last year's stuff. And I think when we measured all that last year before we did it, there's actually 20 feet down the middle just with some tents off of the back side of it there. So yeah, we should do that. And I think you were the one that said to make everybody sign up on the tent direction. That was great, and I do appreciate that. That was, as I was reading through that, like, I don't want to be responsible. I'm barely responsible for my own junkers by the time I get done with the end of the year. So, no, we do appreciate all your support and everything you guys do to help us out.
Chris, you don't have anything marked for trash containers, but we do furnish two, and we put them right over here at the driveway.
Yep.
And you need to make sure the vendors use them, because they try and stuff them in these little bitty containers that are along the
So when that happened a couple times last year, that happened. That wasn't with our regular vendors. That was special events. So when we had, I believe it was the antiques, and when we had the kids market that day, we had a lot of vendors that aren't regular to us that tried to jam stuff into those trash containers. And so there's a direct correlation between that and event. Because our normal vendors are really good about that. So we couldn't go out and grab anybody by the back of their neck and kind of shake them around a little bit.
I'm going to go ahead and add two of them. So
I thought they were already included, so that's why I didn't mark it.
No.
That's
fine.
Excellent. Any questions you have?
No.
I don't have any questions, so I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Whitley County Farmers Market as presented.
Thank you, guys.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you, Chris.
No problem.
Okay. So I think next we have Nicole's prime time here. And
okay, I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $169,196.61 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 11, 2023 for EFT payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $920,485.46 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 11th, 2023 for check payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types in the amount of $260,928.64 plus overtime in the amount of $11,688.46 for the pay file ending March 24th, 2023.
A second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, we'll take up the ERI trail contract. Chip.
This is for the trail from Vine Street down to out to the high school that is moving forward very, very slowly. This, at least, we've yet to, ERI has probably worked for 2 years on this, and we have not paid them a dime, and so they finally got around and submitted a contract for us to get moving forward. So we're hoping to get the ball rolling this summer and have the trail constructed by hopefully next fall, hopefully. And so what you have in front of you is just the contract, and the total cost is for engineering is $369,890.
And just as a reminder, I think this fits in well with our with what we were anticipating the cost of this being, just so you know. And
and actually, they did give us probably close to, he showed up, all the work that they've done for the past 2 years, they did pro bono. So it was very, very, very kind. We were like $438,000 we should have owed them in essence, but they've been through with us through and through. So,
and I will say, I'm really thankful for ERI. We had a previous firm that we were working with on this, and we just had some major challenges, and we had to end up going a different direction, and ERI was willing to step up and kind of help us along this path, because they had already had previous work with us on our trail extension to the north, to Kroger, or to Money Grimes. So so really thankful for their work on that, and again, this fits into really what we were anticipating it being cost-wise. We don't know. We're not sure yet what the actual cost of the construction is going to be, but there is an anticipated cost out there that may or may not be right. We don't know. Again, we thought street paving was going to come in at double what it actually did. So it's kind of like we just don't know, right? So so we'll kind of work through that. But we do have what was it? $1.8 million grant from
1.8. We're estimating the project's roughly 2.2.
Including this.
Including this.
Yeah. So. I'll make a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Marsha, are you okay with the contract?
Yeah, normally I would do this, my little comments behind the scenes, but now that I know there's a lot of pro bono work.
A lot.
Bear with me just a little bit. Yeah. I just think from a legal perspective, it's important to point out a couple of things that normally, again, I would have done prior to this. The first thing is attachment B, I think, should be 2023 fee schedule. It says it on attachment B, but the reference in the document is 2022.
Oh.
And that is, again, I'm trying to do this quickly, so I can't remember where I saw it.
It's on page 7.
Okay. So minor. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are minor, but that should be 2023 fee schedule.
Okay.
Also,
in the original, will you just mark through those things?
Yes.
In all honesty, it was probably drafted up in 2022.
Right, I understand that.
How long we've been working on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the other thing is, I just thought it was, I just want to make sure that it is a not to exceed on the total amount. If you look at page 2, and I do feel bad even pointing this stuff out, I'm sorry, but I just think I should.
Well, I can clarify that, Marcia, because we had discussed it on page, I'm trying to get to the on page 5 of 5 on the back set of pages, the field investigation record collections, we had some issues with the surveying. So it is to not to exceed, but that $14,000 might come down if they don't have to do any surveying themselves. They were having some issues with the current survey that we have.
But we don't anticipate it being any more
no,
than that.
No.
Okay, so not to exceed, but still be okay then.
Correct.
Is what
yes.
I hear.
So, yeah, so my point is on page 2, the agreement, 4.1E1A. It says A lump sum amounts as stated.
Oh.
And I'm just saying, I just want to make sure, and then it says in B, in addition to the lump sum amounts. And I just want to make sure that the not to exceed doesn't matter on the above part on page 5 of 5 of the schedule of basic
okay.
services, that it's a lump sum not to exceed of $369,890. I just think it's important we are clear
sure.
here as to what's
mm-hmm.
going on there.
Sure, absolutely.
So I'm not. So I think that's what they mean, but when it says lump sum amounts on page 2 of the agreement, I just pointing this out.
Yep. I'm good.
Because they may be referencing the individual amounts, and I get it, but it was oddly stated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple just more points. Page 3, C2. The only thing I just wanted to point this out, that when you read on the termination, if owner has terminated the agreement for convenience or engineer has terminated for cause, I am purely pointing out that often that's a little clearer as to what would be owed. That's really unclear, except for what things could
mm-hmm.
be.
What is cause?
I still think it will be within the not to exceed lump sum amount. So I think we're okay. I'm just saying I think it's unclear what that is.
Sure.
It even says it could be before or after the effective date of termination. Often
yes.
it's just getting them up to speed.
That makes sense.
So please
okay.
understand that.
Yep.
Page 4, 6.01. They are making no warranties, express or implied, in the work they're performing. Well, I think that's a little scary because they're doing the engineering work. I understand that they have nothing to do with the contractor. I totally 100% agree with that. But they're making no warranties on their work at all. So
that does bring me a little pause.
But I just wanted to point that out. They do, however, have... there on page 5H, their limitations of liability are essentially the greater, so it's the total amount of compensation received as long as it's over the $100,000. That would be the greater amount.
Gotcha.
That's how they've limited their damages, but I am interested in the fact that they are waiving any warranties of their work. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Jeff, not to put you on the spot, because I know we're talking about a different engineering firm, but is it common for, again, sorry, if you don't want to answer, that's fine too. Is it common for that kind of lack of warranty for the work? Is that common in your experience, you say?
That's not typical of what we would do.
Okay.
We have to warranty what we're doing.
Yeah. Which again, and that's what I expected the answer to be, which is why it does bring me a little bit of pause, Chip, and I don't know if that's something we can maybe.
That's why I'm bringing it up, and
yeah.
I'm not, because I get they're not responsible for the work that's actually performed.
Sure.
I understand
sure, sure,
that.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But it does seem that if the work is being based upon
the engineering
drafts that are
yeah.
put forth, it seems like there should be some
yeah.
warranty or guarantee
yeah.
there. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Not trying to be
some think it's just the point when you put the engineering stamp on the plans that's kind of a penalty right there, but it's
the actual engineer stamp being that
yeah.
they're certifying that this is
that
yeah
stands behind
yeah
that. They're certifying those plans
yeah
so that could be construed as a penalty.
Yeah.
Ours is written as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but engineer makes no warranties expressed or implied under this agreement or otherwise in connection with any services performed or furnished by the engineer, which would indicate drawings to
mm-hmm.
me or the plans. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. For me, I'd like that looked into. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, no, I appreciate that. This is why we have you. This is why we have you.
Then number F is my last one, I promise.
On the same page?
Same page.
Okay.
I am just pointing out here that depending upon how much has been paid, the engineer grants to owner a limited license to use the deliverable documents on the process, project extension to the project, and so forth. So what I don't know is, after things are done, wouldn't we want to have those plans in case anything came up later? Is that limited license covering that ability to look at those plans and so forth? I don't know. That may be a nothing, don't worry about it, but I, and again, I'm just reading this now, so I just think, I just thought that was interesting, that we've paid for everything, but we don't get ownership of the plans. Is that typical? And I'm really just looking at the very first paragraph before it goes to 1.2, et cetera.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay. Yeah, because the line before that, not to get nitty-gritty here, but the line before that where it says engineer retains an ownership and property interest, which leads me to believe there is potentially multiple ownerships and interests in that, right? That we would have one, they would have one effectively, that maybe we both retain a copy of that?
I don't know, but we've got limited license to use the deliverable documents of the project. Now, I get, if I'm an engineer, I don't want the owner just taking them and using them and then not actually understanding what those engineering documents are and using them improperly. So I 100% understand that. I'm just, I don't know what that means with a limited license. I don't understand it as far as how that would apply to our future ownership of that.
Okay. Well,
is he?
I think he's hiding from you.
Is he trying to do something really nasty? Sorry.
No,
cannot apply.
Marsha, I would like you to reach out to them and inform them.
I can't apologize enough, but because normally I would have taken care of all of this before this meeting and gone back and forth with them on really pleasantries.
Sure.
Okay, tell me the first one. I got lost.
I think my biggest concern is the warranty piece, which is in 6.01A. I think that's what I'm hearing Marsha say, I'm hearing an over to my right here. I think that's my biggest concern of the things that Marsha's brought up. I do think we do need a little bit of clarity when it comes to kind of what our licensing is of the documents and stuff that we're paying for effectively. But I think those things hopefully fairly easily cleaned and cleared up for the next meeting.
Yeah, a couple of the points were just points I was making.
Sure.
Particularly the termination terms, I just am pointing out.
Yeah.
I think it's not clear
what
that would be, but I hope it would be within our lump sum payment.
Okay. So I move we table this and get those answers to get taken care of till the next meeting.
Can it be tabled? I mean, it obviously can be.
It's just another,
I know. And I'm happy to sit in on that call.
I'll reach out tomorrow.
If need be, so. Okay.
I'm trying to think of any way you could approve it subject to that discussion.
I hate to say this, but if they've been
how.
Working with us for a while, I think another 2 weeks isn't going to hurt too much.
Yeah.
So. And to be fair, again, like I said earlier, I feel really good about ERI, so like I'm not scared away from this project. I just want to make sure that we get some of those pieces taken care of, because I agree but you don't have to be worried about that. I think it makes a lot of sense.
That's fine.
I'm worried about him hating me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. Just for a couple more minutes, and then I'll be done.
And then will you be okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
So all those favor tabling. Okay, it's unanimous of those present.
Do you want me to email you?
I've got them. I've got it. Okay. I just could not figure. I could not remember. I got lost after the F on, but I got back to A, so I'm good there.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Rosie, for us to think? Okay. So I'll give Chip a moment to breathe. Tom, we'll start with you.
Just a couple things. We've came across some computer programs that it's free to fire departments that when places like sprinkler companies go in and test sprinkler systems, alarm systems. There's a user fee that every place would pay, and it goes online, and it makes it easier for the inspectors to go through and see which ones have deficits that need to be addressed, so that they're not waiting for us to get there doing a spot inspection, ask for their paperwork, which a lot of places send their paperwork. They're supposed to, by law, keep it on the premises, but most corporate places want the paperwork, so they send everything to corporate. So we have to wait for the, anyway, it streamlines the process of seeing where sprinkler and alarm systems are, and they get sent direct, and then we can pinpoint which ones have deficits that need to be corrected. So we're looking to see which one of those companies we're interested in going with, because there's a whole group of them. So over the next month or two, Chris and Stamper are going to be going over, meeting with some of them, and seeing what they have to offer. Station generator, you may have forgot. A year and a half ago, we ordered it. It's in. It'll be put online the 21st, so next week. There's a little bit of instruction that goes with that.
Kissinger's, that's not next week.
I am so sorry. You're right. It's not the week after. So there's a little bit of instruction with that, and we'll have that online with spring right here. It's good timing. Air pack testing, we were supposed to have done that last week, but the company, Hoosier Fire, that was going to do that had some illness, and so it's been postponed. We're hoping next week. Lateral transfer that the board approved, lateral transfer applications that the board approved last meeting. Beth and I finally got those ready, and they'll be going out, or it'll be publicized later this week. And I think that's pretty much it.
Question at the top. Thank you. Terry.
Major project with the fiber is waiting on Cisco to give us some prices on switches that they can't even tell us when they can get them to us.
Awesome.
So they won't give us a price because they don't know when they're going to get them. So until that's resolved, they're kind of on hold.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Question to Terry.
No.
Thank you. Mike.
Unfortunately, we started mowing today, so that's going to be on until fall now, since we started. We have a solenoid valve that we need to replace in the underground tank at Ellsworth Street. The water department found a leak over there, and it was leaking, so we figured out that the guys went down there last week while I was gone, and forgot that solenoid valve is broke, so they need to replace that. United was kind enough to, Chris sent me the information yesterday, so we know exactly what valves to order, so we're going to get those ordered and then plan a day to replace that. They also started weed spraying yesterday. The concrete wall base for the outlet pipe from CSO 19, that's all been poured. I was looking at it today, and I had some issues with the concrete, the way they didn't vibrate enough. It's got a lot of aggregate that's showing. So I took pictures of that and sent it to Scott and told him my concerns, and he has concerns with that too. So they may have to, I don't know if they have to cut it out, pre-pour part of that, or if they can just face it. But the way it is, it won't last. So the main in Jefferson, before I left for vacation, I talked with Greg. And he was going to have the complete bid set done by the 31st. We'd be working on permits the 3rd through the 14th. Quality control 3rd through the 7th, which was last week. And then this week, they should be incorporating their quality, in-house quality control, into those plans. And we should have a bid set ready by the 17th. And then he said advertise the week of the 24th or May 1st. Well, obviously, I need to bring it to the Board of Works, so I'm leading the Board of Works. I will be bringing the final plans, hopefully cost estimate and everything like that, to the meeting, which is on the 25th. And would the board like to have Greg come and do a presentation, just like an overall of what we've went through so far and as far as cost, and then setting up, you know, set up a time where he knows we can to go to bid.
I think it would be valuable for us to know all those, because obviously,
because I've been giving you tidbits of information over and over and over. If he comes in and I just have him do some type of presentation for the overall project, that's basically, we're going to be ready to go to bid.
And that's fine. I think for citizens of that neighborhood, I think then they obviously they have an opportunity. They can watch this on YouTube or whatever.
And I know he mentioned that they're due that the resident where they present the information, get the information out to them.
Yeah, good.
So that's part of that. But yeah, I'll get with him and I'll have him come in and I'll have him put something together. So
okay, good.
Like a question and answer session. So.
Yep, I'm supportive. We're supportive.
Okay. I'll make that happen.
Okay, great.
I'm done.
Thank you. Soraya, can I introduce yourself and what you're here for?
Okay, I am Soraya Arnold. I am from the Youth Council, and this is my first meeting. I am here to learn about government, and something that we've been doing for the past meeting, our big project that we're focusing on right now is going to Northern Heights specifically and presenting to the fourth and fifth graders about separation of powers and how the branches of government work. So we were preparing presentations for that. We kind of gossiped about you guys a little bit. And then, if I'm remembering correctly, because my memory is very bad, okay. We went to Mission 25. Mm-hmm. And we took a tour, and it was very insightful. So, and then we took lunch, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Questions, that's all right.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly.
Well, I've been reporting for the last, I don't know, probably a month or so that we've been working in the Columbia Shores area, televising, trying to televise and clean that area. We had about a 320-foot stretch of sewer main between two manholes that we found some things wrong with, and we went in earlier this week, now having some dry weather, and got in and fixed one spot that had some tile missing on the bottom of it, and then we found with our camera that there was a tap that was installed by a contractor some time ago, and they must have to take a piece of main out. The main settled. Two fern cones were almost collapsed, so we went down and dug that up this morning and got a new piece of pipe in there and hooked the tap back up. So we're hoping that we can get in there now and do some root cutting and televising and see what the rest of the shape of that pipe is. And then we have a couple other areas in that to finish up to, so we probably got a couple more months of work in there yet.
Yep.
So that's what we've been focusing on mostly here.
And I think we got an update. I don't know if you were in on that. I think you were, but from Mark, Jesse, about they're anticipating construction of the paving to happen in August?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because of that, too, we've been kind of partnering up with the water department for a storm line on between Oak Street and Elm on Van Buren Street. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just going to call locates in because they've been struggling getting through it, trying to clean it. And we try to get our camera in there going across Oak, and there's something going on around the curb area.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I think we're just going to call locates in and try to partner up with them, dig that up, and see what we can figure out in that area.
Yeah. So. Okay. Question, Kelly?
Yeah.
Thank you. Chip?
Okay. I'm going to start with a park. I'm representing three different firms today.
Yes.
So we put out for bid the Eagle Park, Phase 1A, the skate park, and pickleball courts. Those, we've changed the dates of acceptance. Rosie, I don't know if I've told you this yet. We're going to accept the bids on April 17th. We have moved that to April 24th at 5 or
extended
still 4 o'clock.
Extended
we're going to open
week.
Them at 6. So that's going well, after moving it a week.
But the bids are still the same.
Bids are still the same, yes, yes. 12 trees were planted at the park today. Hooray.
Wait, wait, wait. What do you mean bids are still the same? What do you mean by that?
Same date.
No, the bids are coming in a week later.
Week later, the 24th instead of the 17th now.
You can if it's already advertised.
They're making an amendment to it, so with that.
Addendum.
We'll have to re-advertise.
Yeah, it's already been published. And it can't be changed.
Well, but they can do an amendment. They can change it after bid. We just have to republish it, I think.
Well, the bid opening is still the same night that it was planned.
No.
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 That was supposed to be the 24th.
That was supposed to be the 17th. No, 17th was bid opening. 24th was the park board meeting that they were going to take it under. They were going to effectively award it.
Yeah, so I'll have to
read
it. I have nothing more to report.
Chip, do you want to explain why it was bumped back a week? Because I think that would be helpful.
Spring break, we got no bids back. Nobody requested bids. And so this week, and so we had a pre-bid meeting, and two of the contractors were there, and they requested an extra week. And so then we sent out comments to all of them, and every contractor that requested bids has now been very happy with having an extra week.
Basically, in the pre-bid, they just got the feedback, which, again, is the reason for pre-bid meetings, is to get feedback and have questions answered and stuff. So
it's been moved to the
24th. To the 24th is opening, and then we have.
I can get all the information if we need to change that publicly.
Well, I know we're going to need to republish it. Yeah. I mean, publicize it.
Yeah, and they only publish on Wednesday and Saturday, and it has to be in way far before. Yeah. So
okay.
I have to check.
Which is why the publishing laws are dumb, but that's a different story.
Hold on.
So. Nobody righted anything, correct? Was that what you addressed?
So at the pre-bid and before the pre-bid, the comments from the contractors were that they needed additional time because of spring break and other things going on.
Okay.
So at the pre-bid, it was discussed and decided to bump back bid opening by 1 week, and then they were going to send to everybody who's pulled a plan from their site that notification that it's going to be postponed by 1 week.
Okay, so all of them got the notice, and so all of them still have the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't change.
I think we're
okay. I was going to say.
I'm actually getting emails constantly of them reaching out to everybody that had.
Because every
time
they pull a plan, they have to say who they are. Mm-hmm. So then we have contact, or JPR has contact.
Okay. So then we wouldn't have to rebid it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or we have to
ignore you, but
great.
No, you're fine.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay.
Can I say that I have nothing else to report?
No, you got to keep moving. You said you have three departments to report for.
Okay.
And you're still on park.
Park is done.
Okay.
Water department. To provide water north up to Quail Ridge, our excavator was not big enough to do this.
What do you mean to Quail Ridge? We already provide water to Quail Ridge.
Well, we're going to loop a water main, a 12-inch water main.
Along 205?
Along 205.
Yes. Okay.
And we got a quote from Wygant that's $44,910. Mike just wanted to run it past Board of Works to prove that.
I mean, I think the looping not only obviously establishes better pressure for that neighborhood, but also as we develop down 200 at the potential development, we're going to need to have a connector there anyway. So I'm supportive.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Also, at Emancipation Court, there is a large storm sewer that has collapsed, and they will be replacing that. But that has to be done by Wygant. It's out of our depth. It's a 36-inch main, and
is this the end of the cul-de-sac?
I believe so.
Okay. Is that why there was so much standing water? I wonder.
I think it's more up towards Lincoln Way.
Yeah.
There's not a cul-de-sac there.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, cul-de-sac's at the end of the elbow, and then at the end. But there was a lot of standing water in that individual's that's right next to the road.
Oh,
there was a lot of standing water in that area after some of those rains and stuff.
Probably so.
Okay.
So that will be coming. I think that's going to be more of an emergency job. So, just an FYI.
Okay.
Other than that, I have nothing else.
Okay.
I'm cutting my losses.
So on that note, obviously, you know that our water superintendent, Mike Shota, lost his stepson, him and Julie, and so we send our condolences to them and our thoughts and our prayers to them during this really challenging time. And I know that multiple people have reached out to Mike and to their family in support. On the park side, today we posted the job opening for the park director position. That stays open until I'll tell you in a moment. That stays open until the 28th at 3 p.m. And then we'll be reviewing applications and setting up interviews after that.
So Beth and I are working on that currently, just so you're aware. So, okay. Any questions to Chip? Okay. We'll go around the horn and do audience. Anything? We have no press here. Cool.
I have nothing.
Just a couple things for your information. We had some conversations today with Connie Dye, who is the developer of the new, and they're working on with Planning Commission and working on that kind of stuff. So that is still moving forward. We had City Redevelopment Commission today and got some news back on the LML property, which Cardinal Grain property that was not great. So they are still working with DNR or not DNR. I'm sorry, IDEM and others on that. On that issue. Let's see, what else do I need to let you know about? State of the City address is May 5th. Mm-hmm. May 5th. Were you included on that
yep.
email? Okay, May 5th. So, yes, May 5th, and it's at Autumn Trace. But next week, is junk pickup for the west side of the city. As a reminder, State Road 9 divides west and east. The west side is on is next week, so everybody has to have their stuff on the west side out by Monday morning. And then the following week, which is the week of the 24th of April, everyone on the east side needs to have their junk out by that. Please look at all the rules and regulations on that to make sure that your stuff gets picked up. So. Besides that, obviously a lot of miscellaneous meetings here and there, but things are still moving forward, and I guess that's all I have for right now. Okay. Rosie?
Just a comment on the trash.
Yes.
I see a lot of mattresses out there
that are not covered.
Laying open and
yes.
not covered.
Yes.
So people...
Strongly recommend residents please read that information. If you need it, the information is located on our website at columbiacity.net. I have posted about 400 times on my Facebook page. I know Ashley has posted multiple times on the city's Facebook page. So there are lots of opportunities to read those letters or read those rules and regulations. And we want to make sure your junk gets picked up. So make sure you read that.
Just currently working with the State Board of Accounts and trying to get that wrapped up.
Yep. Great. Thank you. Marcia.
I just have something for Chip. I want you to have a good evening.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.